This may or may not be another short episode of Stating the Obvious. I want to cover a couple of things, but they're not really worth an entire episode. I was looking at some notes, some other stuff I was thinking about talking about, but I want to wait until that's a little more prepared. But it's not like you give a shit, because if you're the average statist, well, if you're the average statist, you're not listening to me. But if you're a statist and you're listening to me right now, you don't actually care about me or this podcast or what I'm going to say or logic or reason or anything else. If you're a statist, the only thing on your mind is how soon can I murder some more school children? Because once again, there's been a school shooting. Anybody ever notice how all the public school shootings all take place in public schools? It amazes me how nobody can make a connection there. There's this one common denominator, it's real fucking obvious, but nobody can figure it out. Probably because you're all a bunch of dumb fucking statists whose main goal in life is to murder people who don't fucking agree with you. Yet again, the Cynical Libertarian Society brings you an edition of Stating the Obvious. And who am I? I am the Great One himself. And Stating the Obvious podcast is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect and hones in on, destroys, totally fucking obliterates you dumb motherfucking statist all around the world. And what do you statists, what are you always dreaming about? Public schools, where you can go in with a machine gun just like that and mow down children. Oh, is it too soon? No, it's never too fucking soon. All of you fucking statists out there, you murdered those fucking children. You murdered them. If you vote, if you fucking willingly pay your fair share, if you obey the government, if you believe in the myth that is the state, you contributed to the murder of those children. I love it! I fucking love it! How when your fucking nasty, filthy-ass fucking president, your lord and savior, Hussein Obama, when he murders children in foreign countries with flying robots, oh, this is to be celebrated. He won a Nobel Peace Prize. He's such a great leader. Oh, I have his poster on my wall, and he's gonna fucking buy me an Obama phone, and he's gonna pay my fucking mortgage for me, and oh, he's Messiah, and oh, he walks on water, and oh, he's so wonderful because he's murdering children in foreign countries. Oh, but when children in public school get killed, oh, so now, suddenly children dying is some kind of fucking tragedy. If those children would have had some marijuana and they'd been shot by a SWAT team, you'd be celebrating this shit. This would be the most wonderful fucking thing that could happen. If those children would have had brown skin and they were in Afghanistan and they were killed by a fucking flying robot, oh, you'd pay no fucking attention to that. You wouldn't give a shit, right? Fuck them. I mean, they're sand niggers, right? They're from Afghanistan. We can fucking kill those children all we want. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing when we murder little Afghani children. But when somebody in the United States, somebody who's been through 12 years of public education, however many years of college, I don't know that much about the killer. I don't give a fuck that much about the killer. Here's what I know about the killer. The killer went through public school. The killer was probably a fucking statist. The killer did all the things that are supposed to make us so wonderful, you know? He had a job and blah, 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 and he went to school, blah, blah, blah. And the public education system, which was fucking up those kids that got killed, in a way it was merciful that they died, because now they won't grow up to be statists like you. They will not grow up to vote for people that murder other human beings like you do. This fucking psycho nut fuck whack job went in there and killed those kids, and he is a product of our fucking society. Unfortunately, it's ours because I'm in it. I didn't create it, but you people did. He is a product of a society in which murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots is celebrated. He is a product of a society in which indefinite detention exists. He is a product of society in which the war on drugs takes place, where people are shot at and imprisoned for having a fucking plant, where they're put in prisons, where they are raped by other men. He is a product of a society where people are not allowed to defend themselves, where people can't carry guns. It's been said before. I've said it before. Other people are going to say it before. I'm going to say it again right now. Had every teacher in that school been carrying a sidearm on their hip, and had they known how to use it, this would not have happened. He'd have walked into school. He'd have popped off a couple of shots. One of the teachers would have shot him in the fucking head. He'd be dead. Game over. But no, that doesn't happen. You ever notice how every public school shooting happens in a public school? Why can nobody put this shit together? So wait, let's say, theoretically, let's say I'm a psycho and I want to go out and shoot some people. Where the fuck am I going to go to shoot some people? Am I going to go to a biker bar? No. Am I going to go to a police station? No. Am I going to go to a gun store? No. Am I going to go to a gun range? No. Am I going to go to the Great One's house? Oh, fuck no. Where am I going to go if I want to shoot some innocent people who can't defend themselves? I know. I'm going to go to a gun-free zone. And where do you have gun-free zones at? Guaranteed 100% for sure? Public fucking schools. Yeah, yes. You're going to shoot some helpless people who can't fucking defend themselves? Public schools. Duh. Why are you people fucking surprised when this shit happens? We live in a society. It's like the Batman shooter. Oh my God, I can't believe the Batman shooter. Blah, blah, blah. Wait. Oh yeah, because he shot people at a theater watching a movie about people who solve problems by using violence and killing other people. Our society is all about solving problems by killing people, by using violence. Oh, you don't like the fact that these people smoke a plant? Well, you shoot at them. You put them in jail. Oh, you don't like if somebody doesn't pay their taxes? What do? Eventually, you go over there and you try to imprison them. If they resist, you shoot them. Oh, we have problems with foreign countries. Libya, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan. So what do? You kill people in those countries. You don't fucking sort out your problems like grown fucking civilized adults, because none of the people who run the state, none of the people in the governments, none of those people are civilized grown adults. Violence is all they understand. You turn on the TV, we can't show... Children can't see movies that have sex in them. God forbid children see two fucking adults fucking each other. But movies all over the place, violence, shooting people is perfectly okay. What kind of games do the kids play? Games where you run out and shoot people. But oh no, we can't have guns. Wait. Oh, but we can expose these kids to this constant culture of violence. And we can tell them the way to solve problems is violence. If you disagree with somebody, if you disagree with what somebody is doing, you make a law to stop them from doing it. And if they break the law, you go and you arrest them. And if they resist arrest, you use violence. And if they resist the violence, you shoot them and kill them. And you wonder why people in our society use violence to solve their fucking problems. It's because people like you who are statist continue to believe in and support the state, continue to believe in the idea that violence works. You create the world of violence that is all around us all the fucking time. And then when people who are idiots, scumbags, mentally weak, fucked up, psychologically destroyed, decimated individuals pick up a gun and go shoot some innocent school children, you can't figure out why. The reason why is because of you. It's because you, every day in your active support for the state, in your active support for the war on drugs, in your active support for the war on terror, in your active support for TSA touching 8-year-old boys in airports, in your active support for the public schools where children, where I talked about this before, where the children in one school are only allowed to leave the classroom 3 times per semester to go to the bathroom without being penalized by having to stay after class. It's because of this. It's because you support the public schools where children are treated like fucking cattle. And then these children who go to public school and are treated like cattle, who are strip searched. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. These kids go out into the world and they're fucked up. They're fucked up in the head from 12 fucking years of public school, where they got stuck in front of computers and told that they're learning, where they have teachers who don't give a shit about them, where they get doped up on medication if they show any fucking signs of a personality, because the teachers can't be bothered to teach a child who is smarter than they are, or teach a child who has a short attention span, because the fucking stupid ass material the teachers are trying to teach the kids is fucking boring. There's a reason why fucking nutwhack jobs like this kid, whatever the fuck his name was, went in that school and shot those people. You know, all you fucking statists out there, well, it takes a village. We all had to pull together. Well, yeah, you know what? It takes a village to fuck somebody up that bad. It took years and years and years of living in a society that worships violence, that worships aggression, that worships the use of force to force other people to do what you want them to do because you know what's better for them. It takes all the years of all you fucking statists warping people's minds to fuck them up so bad that they will go into a building filled with small children and shoot those children. So congratulations. Congratulations, you fucking statist. You have murdered some more children. Fucking great job. Great fucking job. Now, parents sue after assistant principal strip searches fifth grade boy over missing $20 bill. Parents of a 10-year-old North Carolina boy have filed a lawsuit against blah, 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 since the blah, 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 strip searched over a $20 bill. His school administrators incorrectly believed to be lost. The assistant principal, Teresa Holmes, ordered Justin Cox, then a fifth grader, in her office. She then told him to take off his shoes, socks, pants, and one of his shirts. Custodian was in the office at the time. Holmes then ran her fingers around the waistband of the boy's underwear and searched his bare torso under his shirt. All over a $20 bill. Strip searching a child over 20. Why? Did they ask the child, did you take the $20 bill? And of course, the child probably said no because he didn't. And then, of course, we wonder, why do they grow up to be so fucked up? Well, they're in public school. They get accused of stealing things they didn't steal. When they say, I didn't steal that $20 bill, they get strip searched. If they go to the airport, there's some fucking pedophile TSA guy touching their penis. Okay, they have to raise their hand and ask for permission to go take a piss. If they show any fucking signs of having a personality, you put them on medication to dumb them down so that they just sit in a fucking chair and stare at the wall and don't cause any problems for the fucking filthy ass teacher who's some goddamn asshole in a fucking union getting paid way more than they're worth because people who go into teaching are some of the stupidest fucking people in our society, just like journalists. And then you wonder, how can people be so fucked up in the mind, in the head, that they go to a public school and shoot children? A mercy killing. I'm telling you, it was a fucking mercy killing for those children who would have grown up, who would have gone through the rest of their 12 years of public education being poked and prodded and going to metal detectors and showing their ID cards and being violated and being strip searched and being doped up and being told that they have to obey the government and that they have to vote and that they have to pay their fair share. Most of those kids would have grown up to be statist, just like you. It was a fucking mercy killing. It's sad, but it's true. A lot of those kids would have grown up to be just like you, to fucking worship your goddamn Messiah, Hussein Obama, who indefinitely detains people, who murders children in foreign countries with flying robots, who perpetuates and supports the war on drugs. But of course, what's the solution? Oh, the solution is we have to eliminate guns. We have to make sure that nobody has a gun, because if nobody has a gun, nobody could kill anybody. Without only guns kill people. It's when the gun is there, the gun influences people's minds. It warps their minds and makes them want to go out and kill people. The constant violence in society around them perpetuated by the state, that doesn't make anybody want to kill. No, no, the idea that solving problems with violence by killing people in foreign countries with flying robots, that doesn't warp anybody. Treating children like cattle, doping them up, putting them on medication, that does not make anybody want to kill anybody. No, no, no. The only thing in the entire fucking giant cosmos that makes people want to kill people is guns, because guns, they do mind control. Ah, the guns. If we just get rid of the guns. Well, except, of course, for the guns that the police have, and, of course, the guns that the military has, and the guns that all the other federal agents have, and, of course, the guns that the government of the United States sells to the drug cartels in Mexico. All of those guns are perfectly okay, because, you see, those guns don't have mind control power. But all the other guns in the world... they have the power of mind control. They make people go out and shoot people. Those 12 years of public education in which this person who shot all those kids, whatever the fuck his name was, I don't know, I don't care. The 12 years of public education in which he was treated like a piece of shit and like a cattle and was probably doped up. It will come out. He was on medication for his personality. All of these people are, every fucking one of them, every one of these shooters who's gone out in public and shot people, every fucking one of them, it's turned out, has been on medication. Again, let's see, what do these all have in common? They all take place in public schools, and the people who do the shooting are all on medication. But can you figure, no, we're going to completely ignore those facts. No, no, all we're going to focus on is the gun, because the gun did it. You know, I don't want it to sound like I have no sympathy for these kids. Well, I don't have sympathy. Sympathy doesn't do any good. You know, I wish that it would be great if these kids had not been shot. Okay? Being shot by a whack job is never a good thing. But it's time for you people to fucking wake up. And stop trying to blame the gun and stop wondering why this is happening. Look at the fucking society around us. You fucking statists celebrate violence. Violence is your solution for everything. And so why are you so fucking surprised when somebody uses violence to solve their problems? And this guy, he solved his problems. He, whatever issues he had going on, I hate that word issues, I used it anyway, whatever drama he had in his life, whatever psychological problems or defects or, you know, whatever his unmet needs were, he could not figure out a way to solve and cope with these things other than taking a gun and shooting people. And as a society, if you want to take credit for all the good things in society, then you also have to take credit for the bad things. You need to look at this and say, why the fuck did this happen? How can somebody be so fucked up that this is how they would deal with the problems in their life? And if you think it's because of the gun, that the gun did this to him, you're a fucking moron. You're a fucking moron anyway if you're a fucking statist, because you can't be a statist without being a moron. Right? I mean, had this person shot somebody who was selling cocaine, he would be celebrated. Had this person, you know, shot a brown person in Afghanistan, he'd be celebrated. So he goes out and he shoots some children. Why? I don't understand why that's a bad thing. On one hand, you people love it when people get shot. When those people are people you don't like, you don't agree with, hey, you know, the drug dealer shot, wonderful. You know, somebody, an NRA member gets shot. That's great. Randy Weaver got shot. Oh, you guys were so fucking happy. I mean, Randy Weaver's wife got shot in the head, holding her baby while she was completely unarmed. All of you statists out there think that is just the most wonderful fucking thing that's ever happened. You think that's just wonderful. Branch Davidians, look at, they got shot. They got ran over by a tank. Their building was set on fire. They all died. You people just thought that was the most wonderful fucking thing you'd ever seen in your life. Yeah, the government went down there and killed those wackos. Yes, murdered those children in the Davidian compound. We killed the children to save the children. That shit was fucking celebrated by you fucking statist. You celebrated that shit. The murder of those children in the Branch Davidian compound, you celebrated their deaths. So why is this any different? These were children. They were helpless. They were in a situation where they were helpless. They couldn't defend themselves. And they were murdered. Oh, but they weren't murdered by the state. They were murdered by a wacko nut job who was raised by the state, who was educated by the state, who was part of the state, who believed in the state. It's time for you as a statist to step up and take responsibility for this. If there were no public schools, I've said this before, I'm going to say it again, I'll say it again in the future, because there'll be more public school shootings in the future. Just say it again. If there were no public schools, there wouldn't be any public school shootings. Because in a free market society, in an anarcho-capitalist society, people who ran schools would recognize, hey, we are a vulnerable place if we're all walking around unarmed. We've got a lot of kids here. There's no way to protect them. Parents would be able to choose to send their children to a school where the people are armed. Or parents would be able to educate their children at home. Or parents would be able to come together and educate each other's children, each of the parents teaching things that they know about. Or they'd be able to bring in outside people. They'd be able to educate the children within their very own community, as in within their own homes. There would be no more public schools where hundreds or even thousands of children are in here, locked in these goddamn prison-like buildings. I've said it before. You look at the new schools that are being built. They're like prisons. There's one main entrance and exit. There's metal detectors. You can't get fucking out of the things. There's no windows and shit. We put the children in these giant prison-like buildings. And we dope them up so that they're stupid. And they're sitting here, thousands of them in one building, completely helpless. And then we act surprised when some whack job who wants attention and wants to solve his problems and doesn't know how to do it like an intelligent, civilized human being walks in there with a gun and kills a bunch of them. And as always, we're lucky that so few children died. We're lucky that these whack jobs don't know what the fuck they're doing. Because if somebody wanted to, I don't know how many people go to this school where this shooting happened, but if a person knew what the fuck they were doing, if they weren't insane, if they actually knew anything about military tactics, they could go in there, they could kill everybody in the goddamn building before the police showed up. As always, you have no fucking idea how fortunate you are at the small number of children who are actually killed. Because not only was this person insane, not only was this person a statist, not only was this person a product of the public education system, this person was, fortunately, incompetent at killing people, unlike your fucking filthy-ass messiah, Hussein Obama and his flying robots, who is very, very good at killing people. And of course, Obama's milking this for all he can. Yeah, I read about how he went to visit with the families and shit. I wish my child, if I had a child and my child died in a public shooting and I need to stop that right there. Let's just say that the president of the United States would not want to come fucking talk to me, because I'd have something for his ass. and it would not be a fucking cup of hot coffee. Meanwhile, the $20 bill that this child was strip searched looking for, it was later recovered in the cafeteria where it had been lost. What else do I have here? Yeah, Obama, wah, wah, wah. You know, and here's Obama. What choice do we have? Obama said at an evening vigil in the shattered community of Newton, Connecticut. Quote, are we really prepared to say that we're powerless in the face of such carnage, that the politics are too hard? Are we prepared to say that such violence visited on our children year after year after year is somehow the price of our freedom? Unquote. And this is hilarious. It's the price of our freedom. So what's he going to do to prevent this carnage that happens year after year after year? He's going to decrease freedom, is what he's going to do. There will be more laws. There's always more laws. The government loves when this shit happens. Every time there's a school shooting, this is the best thing that could ever happen for the government. Now they can pass more laws. People are more afraid than ever. The more afraid you are, the more you look for somebody to take care of you. The more afraid you are, the more you look for somebody to protect you. And the more powerless you are, the more of your power you give to the state, that you give to the government, you give to the police, you give to the school administrators, because you think they are going to protect you, when the only thing that will and can protect you is yourself. Obama is so fucking happy about this school shooting, he can barely contain himself. This is a glorious thing for the state. It's one more step towards the fascist totalitarian future that the state is bringing. I listen to the other anarcho-capitalist podcasters out there like Ben Stone and Freedom Fiends and Stefan Molyneux and stuff. And not to put words in their mouth, but I mean, a lot of times they indicate that they think things are getting better. Nothing's getting better. It's getting worse. It's getting worse and worse and worse. Freedom is going down the fucking toilet. And every time something happens like this, the government celebrates it. We can respond to this by making more laws against guns, which isn't going to stop anything. Or we could respond to this with more freedom. We could shut down the public schools. We could let people open carry sidearms when they go out in public. But no, that's not what's going to happen. Because that would actually prevent shootings. And preventing shootings is not what the state has in mind, because that doesn't benefit the state. What benefits the state is the sheep killing each other, because if the sheep kill each other, the sheep are afraid, and it makes you more and more afraid all the time. Oh my God, anybody around me could be a psycho killer. Your children at school, any moment, somebody could walk in and shoot your children, and now you're terrified. You're scared. And when you're scared, you need the state to protect you. You need the government. And then the politicians come up and say, oh, we have the solution to protect the children. You have to vote for me. You have to contribute to my campaign. You have to vote for me, and I am going to protect your children. Because you can't protect your children. You had the fucking children. You don't want to raise them. You don't want to teach them. You don't want to spend time with them. You don't even want to fucking protect them. They're your little fucking trophy children. You don't give a shit about your children. No, I'm talking to you. You're saying, well, no, bitch. No, motherfucker. No, asshole. You have kids? I'm talking to you. You don't give a shit about your children. You dope your children up. You send them to fucking daycare. You send them to fucking public schools. You let TSA agents touch their fucking penises in airports. Don't fucking tell me you care about your children. I don't even like dogs, and I would not treat a fucking dog the way you people treat your fucking children. Do not fucking cut and get in my motherfucking face and tell me you care about your fucking children, because you do not. Your children are fucking trophies to you. They're just like little fucking cattle. And of course, Obama has called for meaningful action to prevent killings. There's some goddamn fucking statist doublespeak. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton apparently she has suffered a concussion after fainting. Now the best part is this. Hold on a sec. There we go. The best part is this. Clinton will not be testifying at a House Foreign Affairs Committee on Thursday due to her health. Quote, I am sorry to learn that Secretary Clinton's ill health... I'm sorry, it's too late. Let me start that over. I am sorry to learn of Secretary Clinton's ill health, and I wish her a quick and full recovery. It is, however, unfortunate that Secretary Clinton is unable to testify next week before the House Committee on Foreign Affairs on the investigation into the terrorist attack that killed four Americans and left others injured, unquote, commented Chairman Republican Ilya Ross Lifeman, something, Republican Florida, said in a statement, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yes, it's so tragic. Hillary Clinton, oh, she fell down because she fainted, and oh, she hit her real head, and now she can't testify about people getting murdered. Wow. Apparently, people getting murders is just not that big of a big deal anymore, is it? No, it's okay. It's totally okay. Totally fucking okay. Yep, all those people murdered in the drug war. All those people murdered in Afghanistan. You know, terrorist attacks, false flags. Anything that, you know, gets the government all riled up, gets us people all riled up, gets us all passing more laws, taking away more freedoms. Yeah, all that stuff's okay, but one little whack job goes into public school, shoots some kids, and it's the fucking end of the world, isn't it? Yes. And nobody can figure out why. Nobody can figure out why. Why? But we just ask ourselves, we're so baffled. Why does this happen? Oh my God, I can't figure it out. There's a lot of silence in this podcast because I just don't know how many fucking times I can say the same fucking thing. You people out there who believe in the state, you people who believe that violence is the way to solve problems, you created this. You created the environment in which this took place. I know that you think that the reason this nut job went and shot those kids is because he probably like read the Constitution, because that's a terrorist document or something. Or it's because, or you probably think he's an anarchist. That's what anarchy is running around and shooting children. That's anarchy in your worldview. This person was a product of your society, a product of your public education system, a product of your social structure, a product of the drugs that your system put him on for his personality. All of this stuff came from you. You created this fucking psycho. It's time for you to take responsibility. It's just enough.